Good evening, or good. Because all the families are home today. There's no school or work, just relaxing and getting ready for the next day ahead. Now, the family tradition is to have the mommies, daddies, grandma, nana, grandpa, grandpa, grandfather, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care in making bedtime fun. I want to thank you so much again for joining us. And we have, of course, our very own Starfish. But before we have that, let me introduce myself. This is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hour, and this is Blake Radio Network. Starfish, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How is everyone today?
Oh, we're doing great, great, great. The weather is kind of tricky because it's hot outside and it's raining. So, boys and girls, I know that it is kind of strange sometimes when it's hot and wet. But I know that you are getting ready for bed because bedtime is a very special, special time. And we want to make sure that you're right on schedule. So, boys and girls, get your favorite PJs, your favorite pillow, and, of course, your favorite teddy bear. Because we all love to be able to have that. And I know that Kaylin is out there now being able to pick out his Superman outfit. And there is Casey. Casey already has her ballet pajamas. And, oh no, there is Sarah. Sarah has her pillow pet. So we're all ready to go. Are you ready to go? Do you know what time it is? It's definitely time for bedtime. And bedtime is something that you have to do in order to relax your body and to be energized for the next day ahead. And we also need to be able to brush our teeth. That's one of the things that we have to do. Get our favorite drink, which might be water in some of your cases, or even milk. Get that ready. And be able to go and give your grandma or your mommy or daddy a big hug and a kiss. And before we do all that and before we do our prayers, we need to make sure that we are all ready. Did you have a really big day today? Were you out there, out in the playground, playing really hard? Or were you even reading a book or maybe you were watching your favorite television program, but you're joining Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. So, right now, I wonder what Renee is doing out there. Renee, there she goes. She's always trying to do something really special. She gets little girls and little boys and even her dog, Papa. She razzle-dazzles them with Zazzle rhinestones, that very special sweater or very special collar. Or if you happen to be someone like Tracy, you might even have a favorite T-shirt that she puts sparkles all on them. Yellow, red, and green. Purple and blue. All different kinds of sparklies. And we also had someone visit us from the West Coast. Her name was Brooklyn. This was a very special time for her to come to New York. So she had this name, she has this name called Brooklyn, and she didn't know what does that mean. Now she knows what Brooklyn means. The Brooklyn Bridge, the Brooklyn Town. It was one of those very special things because she told me about the Brooklyn College. She was all excited about that. I know that we're going to be hearing that special tone on the bedtime list. I listed such a long list for you, but I think it's better if we hear it so that we can get ready because sometimes having a song helps us. And it doesn't seem so long. Here we go, the bedtime list.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you.
That was some lists, some bedtime lists. I wonder if the boys and girls are ready for it. That's a lot of information to receive.
Yes, it certainly is. But I know our audience know everything about the bedtime list and have it memorized. And they are even spreading it to their friends and families.
You know, one of the things that we always start with? We always start with our theme song. So while you're busy thinking and making sure that you have everything on that list, let's start with, what exactly is Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories?
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songwriter.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a
music
producer.
I want to be a model.
Yay!
Believe, always have to believe. Boys and girls, it's August, not quite yet for school time, still enjoying a couple weeks of summer. But at the same time, you're getting ready to meet new friends, have new teachers, wear new clothes, get a new backpack. It's going to be so exciting. So get ready.
Do you have your toothbrush? Do you have that special teddy bear that is so cuddly and so soft? Do you have that special song? And did you say your prayers? And did you give your mommy and daddy and grandpa a hug? Hello, Grandpa Roberts. Don't fall asleep yet. We have so much more we want to share with you for our program today. We have also a lot of other special guests that will also come on in. And we want to thank them for joining us. This is a very special day. So after we did that bedtime list, we also have to get ready for bath time. And what do we usually do? Starfish.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Rubber ducky, my favorite. Can't take a bath without rubber ducky. It just wouldn't be the same. Rubber Ducky by the Cedar Mount Kids.
I know we have a very special little girl out there, Ava, that has a rubber ducky that loves to bring him in the bathtub with her.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Ah. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Alright, y'all, let's get wet. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Look, come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean?
Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Time for bed.
Now everyone squeaky clean and have a full stomach from dinner. So you're certainly ready for a bedtime story. I know this summer you've been able to do something a little bit different because you not only had no school the next day, but you got to stay out up late with your friends on sleepovers or with your cousins. And sleepovers too, and I'm sure you read, you watched movies and read more than just one book because you didn't have school the next day. You probably read two or three books. Summertime is so fun. As we always talk about on Aunt Jewel's, exploring and adventures that you can take. You can just make up adventures and explore in your own backyard. This evening, we are going to talk about music. Boys and girls, did you know you can make music with anything? You could tap your foot on the ground. You can bang your hand on the table. You can snap your fingers. You can sing. You can do so many things. Tonight, we are going to read a book called Musical Max.
Well, I think what we should do, Starfish, first is bring them out from the playground. I think they don't want to come because they're all wound up.
Boys and girls, you have to come in. It's all wet outside. I know you love jumping in those puddles. It's going to take forever to get out those things. Come on in, boys and girls. I know you love that rain.
Look at Jimmy. Jimmy splashed Sarah.
All right, boys and girls, let's get ready. It's story hour. Great, boys and girls. Now you are all ready. Get your favorite blankie. Put on your favorite PJs. I know you all have favorite pajamas. Maybe with Tweety Bird or Dora the Explorer or pink pajamas or your favorite slippers. Today, tonight, this evening, I'm going to read Musical Max by Robert Krauss. This book was published by Simon & Schuster. Max was musical. You name the instrument and Max could play it. Trombone. The xylophone. The flute. Small harmonica, cymbals, the synthesizer. Max
played by notes and Max played by ear. And Max practiced. Practice, practice, practice. Max practicing is driving me crazy, said Max's father. I'm getting tune deaf. Practice makes perfect, said Max's mother. Here, put on some earmuffs. I will muffle the sound. It doesn't muffle enough, said Max's father. Oh, for a child without talent. From your side, maybe. From my side, impossible, said Max's mother. But it wasn't only Max's father. The whole neighborhood complained. We can't stand the noise, they said. It's not noise, said Max's mother. It's music. Call it what you like, they said. It's boosting our eardrums. Max practicing was not unaware of the complaints, but he kept on practicing. Music hath charms, he sighed, but not for them. Violin, bagpipes, tuba, bongos, harp, triangle, and piano. Only at night was there a little peace and quiet, except when Max's father snored. That was like thunder and lightning. And except when the whole neighborhood snored, that was like explosions. Sometimes the snoring woke Max up. Then he would begin to practice, which woke the snores up. But it didn't happen too often, thank goodness. But what did happen was that one day Max stopped playing and practicing. He put all of his instruments away. I'm not in the mood anymore, he said. He went outside and played baseball with the gang. At first, everyone was relieved. The peace and quiet is wonderful, said the neighborhood. Max's father took off his earmuffs. Max's mother was sad, but she was a minority of one. When will you play again? Said Max's mother. When I'm in the moon, said Max. And who knows when that will be? It wasn't in the fall. Max's father complained that the peace and quiet was driving him crazy. When would Max get in the mood? It wasn't in the winter. The whole neighborhood complained that the peace and quiet was driving them crazy. When would Max get in the mood? In the spring, Max heard a little bird sing, and Max got in the mood. He played and practiced, and Max practiced, and nobody complained. In fact, they all joined in. The end. What a beautiful thing when you work all together with your community and your neighborhood. And sometimes, even though they may think it's annoying, they actually, deep down inside, really enjoyed their music.
I think that is so great for all of the boys and girls to learn that, because sometimes there may be something that you really like and everyone else doesn't even understand why you want to do that. But it's great that they were able to finally allow him some time. And sometimes you don't feel too good about it, and you might even just leave it alone and stop doing it. And one of the things that Max did, Max kept doing it, and pretty soon everyone missed all the things that he did so much. He's always coming home and always doing instruments, always studying, and eventually the boys and girls like to do that too, and they joined it with them.
And that also brings me to the word of the day, which is inspiration. As you can see, Max didn't feel like he was in the mood, but when he heard that little bird twirping right in front of him in the spring day, he was inspired to go back to music, what he truly always loved. Inspiration is something, a feeling that he brings out of you, and you just get so excited, and you just want to do more and more.
And in the summer, there may be a lot of things that you might want to do just by yourself. And when you're doing that, you might feel bored because you're doing the same thing over and over again. And the summer helps you be able to give you that time to do something that's real special, to find out what is it that you like. It might be gardening. It might be playing tennis. It might be reading a book. But all kinds of things you can do yourself. Did you know that, Starfish?
No, but I like how Max never gave up, even though the whole neighborhood said that it was just noise, what he was playing, but he still continued. And in the end, they all joined along with him.
I bet you that is happening to a lot of boys and girls because right now we have the Olympics going on, and I bet you they did a lot of things all by themselves. And there was someone there to push them and encourage them to be able to get that special thing just for them.
He wasn't alone. He got a team. He got support.
One of the things that, in order to get some of the things that you really like to do, is you have to practice. And that might mean you might have to schedule it, and you might have to create a routine. And that's what the Olympians are doing this wonderful 2 weeks across the land in Great Britain. These were athletes, just like you boys and girls, had to practice and do something all the time, over and over and over again. And it might appear boring sometimes because you're doing the same thing, and it's like, when do I ever get to move on? Well, boys and girls, that's what parents are for, to be able to help you and your teachers and your friends. And a lot of other people can do the same thing. And you can be able to do it all yourself. And that's why we want to make sure that you relax, we're singing, you're able to soothe and relax, and maybe you might even go to sleep. You might even meet some friends out there that you don't even know are going to come and join you. Are you ready? Well, boys and girls, there are so much things that we would like to be able to tell you about today. We have a book. It's called Good Night, Little Hare. So are you ready? Did you brush your teeth? Did you wash your face? Did you go behind the ears? I'm not too sure.
Get ready for story time, boys and girls. Mother Hare began to dig. She scraped and scraped at the soft brown earth until the hole was big and deep. Then she carried Little Hare to her new bed. But Little Hare did not like it. "Mommy," he cried, "it's so dark and I'm afraid." Now Badger came fumbling along and heard Little Hare cry. "Mother Hare," he said, "you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe. Weasel is hunting through holes and burrows, and he will soon find Little Hare." "Well, what can I do?" asked Mother Hare. "Where can Little Hare sleep?" "You should cover him in a bed of leaves." "That will fool Weasel," said Badger. Now she formed the leaves, so Mother Hare hurried and scurried and formed these leaves into a very soft brown pile. Then she carried Little Hare to his new bed. But Little Hare did not like it. "Mommy," he cried, "I'm so afraid. I don't like the crinkly, crinkly noise my new bed makes. Now I know that Jalen, Kalen, and Aylin, sometimes they're always going, we're not ready for bed. They're always making noise, always telling, stop hitting me. Oh, I see little Tony. He's trying to keep his eyes away. Can you see him, Starfish?
Stay up, Tony."
Well, Blackbird was up early, pecking among the leaves for grubs. He heard Little Hare cry. "Mother Hare," he said, "you cannot leave your baby there. It isn't safe." Fox noise. Nose is sharp, and he will soon sniff out Little Hare. "Okay, Sana, we see you." "You're trying not to yarn." And there's Brenda, doing the same thing. "Brooklyn, I see you. Close those eyes." "But what can I do?" asked Mother Hare. "Where can Little Hare sleep?" "What you need is a nest. High up," said Blackbird. "Now, Fox will never catch you up there." So Mother Hare leaped up to the branch of a tree and placed Little Hare into an empty bird nest. But Little Hare did not like it. "Mommy," he cried, looking down, "I'm so afraid. It's high up here, and I might fall down." Oh, Little Hare is not feeling pretty secure at all. Maybe Little Hare should have brought his teddy bear, and that might have made him
feel a little bit more comfortable.
Now, Mother Hare carried Little Hare down again. She did not know what to do.
Oh, dear, she falls. How can I find a bed that's safe for Little Hare?
Now, the owl was watching. Now, Mother Hare and Little Hare were on their perch.
Now, don't be sad, said Owl. Don't you remember when you were young and how your mother kept you safe?
You know what, Starfish? I think there's still some boys and girls out there that are still yawning, and they're not quite ready for the song. So why don't we play that little song and see if maybe they will yawn?
I think they're yawning.
Oh, you think they're ready to hear this story, or should we play that yawning song for them?
Here we go, boys and girls, the yawning song.
You have to get ready because that's the only way that this story works. And getting ready to go to bed, we've got to make sure that we open our mouths wide.
Because your bed won't come to you. Well, we'll just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
So what? wonderful hearing Molly just sing that song while you're lying on him. The mother here remembered the sky that was her blanket. She remembered the soft golden shade that was her bed. She remembered how from dusk to dawn her mother had watched over her, the same just like your mommy and daddy does for you. You're so protective.
If you close your eyes tonight,
I can see some of you, you're halfway finished with your bottle. Now the sun was just rising, and Mother Hare looked towards the field. That was her home, and her eyes became bright. The farmer had come early, and the hay was cut. It was quite safe there now. The air could look over the horizon and see the sun, and little birdies were just flying over. Now Mother Hare carried Little Hare back to his old bed and laid him gently down. Mama, said Little Hare, I'm not afraid now. This is my own bed, and I like it. Good night, Little Hare. Sometimes, if you're sleeping in a place that you're not real comfortable or not familiar with, you just can't sleep. And I think that's what Little Hare was experiencing. Little Hare was soft. His little head was rolling over. He was closing his eyes. And he was falling fast asleep, dreaming of all kinds of things that happened today. Seeing his friend, Dean, Brooklyn, Colette, Charlene, hi, good night. There's Mother. She's already running. Look at her. She's trying to fight it. He has her mouth over her and over her mouth. I don't think she's going to make it.
When all the world's asleep, we will find a star.
So take those little dreams
that you can always keep.
Boys and girls, what is your inspiration? Who is your inspiration? What do you dream about? So, do you see it? Look outside your window. I'm looking outside mine. Yes, it is. It is a star. So as we gaze upon that same star, let's make a wish. Let's make a wish and dream. Just Like a Star, Boys and Girls, by Corinne Bailey Ray. Think about your wish.
I think I might want to be a doctor. That's what we're hearing.
Just like a star across my sky.
Wilson.
Just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my head. Do it all the time. got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find the words to write this song of your love. Did I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you? You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. Yeah. Na, 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 na. From tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah, like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand.
Fathers, parents, aunts, and uncles feel so proud when they see their kids fast asleep. Whenever parents see the blueprint and when they know exactly what you want to be and when you're able to tell them, they feel exactly thrilled that you know what you want to do. Here's a song for feeling proud.
Do you know what pride is? Pride is when you feel good about yourself and the things you do. Can we say that together? Pride is when you feel good about yourself and the things you do. Right? Talk about pride, that feeling deep inside. Feel good about you and all the things you do. It doesn't really matter if you're a boy or a girl, for you can be special from this very special world. God has made you special. There's lots of things that you can do. So start a new attitude, accept yourself, be proud of you. Hey. All right, let's say it. Be proud, be you. Let's talk about school and what you're gonna do. The teachers there who care, they care about you. So finish all your homework and do the best you can. Then you will be successful as a woman or a man. God has made you special. There's lots of things that you can do. Start a new attitude. Accept yourself. Be proud of you. A black man or a white man,
be proud, be you.
A yellow man or a brown man,
be proud, be you.
The red man's Jew,
be proud, be you.
An old man or a young man,
be proud, be you.
A young girl or a woman,
be proud, be you.
A special child, a gifted child, a handicapped too,
be proud, be you.
A Muslim or a Hindu,
be proud, be you.
A Christian or a Jew,
be proud, be you.
In a race, creed, a color,
be proud, be you.
Be proud, be you.
God has made you special. There's lots of things that you can do. So got your new attitude. Accept yourself. Be proud of you.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, we are so excited that we've shared with you in being proud and searching. A lot of times you might not even know what you want to do. So this gives you the opportunity. Summer gives you lots of time to be able to do things because you don't have the stress and routines that you have during the school year. So this is a time, an opportunity that you can try something new. Learn how to swim. You can even babysit.
Play music like Musical Max.
You can even try singing. You can play, just like what you said.
The trombone, the triangle, the piano, the saxophone, the violin. So many instruments. And as I said before, if you don't have those instruments, you can make music just at home. Tapping your feet, snapping your finger, hitting the glass with silverware very nicely, of course.
And your parents are making that special blueprint for you, and they're making sure that you are ready for it, making sure that you get plenty of rest, making sure that you take your bath, making sure that maybe you go to take swimming lessons, all kinds of things to make sure that that's something that you want to do. Maybe even take you to play soccer or to do jumping on the trampoline or swinging on a swing set, a lot of favorite things, because this is an opportunity for you to test it out and to search and find out what exactly you would like to be. And, of course, this means that when you know yourself, it means that you might have friends, and the friends will want to be with you each and every day. So we want to make sure that we say goodnight to them so that we have plenty of rest for the next day.
Who's your inspiration, boys and girls?
My parents, my mom and dad, my auntie. Here we go, Making Friends by Randy Newman.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past did, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna seek in the cast on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
So much for joining. Thank you so much for joining Starfish and Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network. We thank you each and every Sunday for coming to your home and sharing lots of stories, lots of books, and lots of songs, and, of course, making new friends.
Boys and girls, don't forget to call in and tell us your inspiration. Our guest call in, 914-338-0695. And you also can reach us on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story at gmail.com. What's your inspiration? Have a good night.
Now we know that your parents have that blueprint dream for you. And you can start to see what the blueprint dream you would like to do. So give your mommy and your daddy and Nana and Papi and your little dog, Papa, and, of course, Farrell the cat, give them a hug and kiss and tell them that you love them. And we will see you next Sunday. Love you. Have a great one. Because we know that we have a friend in you.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna seek in the cast on me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.